Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Thank you again for listening. From the Book of Ruth in the Bible, Wherever You Go. A famine had come to Israel. Elimelech, Naomi, and their sons had went to Moab to find food. It was unfortunate, and Elimelech passed. The sons then married Moabite women, so her sons were gone too. Orpah and Ruth then had other sons who had passed on too. Eventually, the three women had no husbands, and when the famine of Israel was over, Naomi decided to go home. She told the others they could stay in Moab, but she had to be back. And she said to her daughter-in-laws, "This will be your home." Orpah stayed, but Ruth said, "Wherever you go, I will go." And she decided to go with her. And Naomi and Ruth went. She said, "Your people are going to be my people, and your God will be my God." So together, they went back to Israel. It had been harvest time in Israel, and Naomi had told Ruth to gather the bits of grain that were left behind in the field. The field had belonged to Boaz, Elimelech's relative. Boaz approached Ruth. He said, "You were very kind to Naomi," Boaz said. "Leaving your home must have been so very hard. May God bless you." He gave Ruth his food and told her that his workers would help watch over her. When Ruth told Naomi what had happened, Naomi smiled. Well, when someone passes on, his closest relative usually will care for his family, and that person is their kinsman redeemer. Boaz is your kinsman redeemer. Stay close to him. So Ruth stayed very close to Boaz, and the more time they spent together, the more he liked her every day. Boaz had brought Elimelech's land and took over and to care for Naomi and Ruth. Then he asked Ruth to marry him. After Ruth married Boaz, they had a son. They called him Obed, and Obed's son was Jesse. Jesse's son was David, and David became Israel's greatest king. So God had blessed Ruth, just as Boaz had prayed. Amen.